You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is buoyancy? It can be a little confusing because buoyancy is associated with a number of other concepts. Weight, mass, density, floating, sinking. It's easy to mix up one word with another. At its easiest level, buoyancy is a force. Now, in physics, a force is a push or a pull. Buoyancy is when a fluid, a liquid or a gas, exerts a force that pushes up on something in that fluid. Water pushes up on a fishing bob or a piece of floating balsa wood. Air pushes up on a hot air balloon or a helium-filled birthday balloon. Yes, when you first think about it, it seems that a lighter object should float and a heavier object sink. But you can take a large, heavy balsa tree, toss it in water, and it'll float. Yet, a tiny, lightweight rock will sink. In this example, we're dealing with what scientists call density. Density is mass per volume, or how much stuff is in a space. If you have a particular volume of balsa wood, it has molecules of wood, water, and air molecules. An equivalent volume of rock has rock molecules. The rock is denser than balsa. Since it's denser than water, it sinks because the upward buoyant force of the water isn't enough to make it float. Around 250 BC, a Greek scientist named Archimedes was doing some studies with density and buoyancy. He determined that the force of buoyancy is equal to the weight of the water displaced by the object in water. The more water displaced, the greater the buoyant force. Scientists use the terms positive, negative, and neutral buoyancy to describe position of the object. Positively buoyant objects will move up and float. An example is a hot air balloon filling with warm air. Negatively buoyant objects will sink. An example is when a submarine fills its ballast tanks with water and dives. And neutrally buoyant objects stay still, since their density is the same as the surrounding liquid. An example is a scuba diver with lead weights. Here's a buoyancy activity to try at home. You'll feel that upward force of buoyancy. Next time you go swimming, bring a beach ball. Try to push the ball underwater. The more you push it under, the harder it is to submerge it, as that buoyant force pushing up gets stronger. Try it again with a larger beach ball. Well, we've just learned a little bit about buoyancy. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.